Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
And welcome to this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is July 12th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 645. On today's show, we'll find out how to create sales events through the Seller Hub and learn to create stunning listings optimized for eBay Mobile. We're going to explore the benefits of creating eBay collections, and we're going to hear why and how one seller turns selling on eBay into a full-time job. And we'll get some hot summer selling tips. And we'll also be talking with our favorite person. That happens to be you when you call. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Strike, acquisitions, and Pokemon all feature in today's eBay Radio News for July 12, 2016. I'm Lee. On Sunday, Canada Post retracted its lockout notice to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, also known as CUPW, effectively removing the possibility of a strike or lockout until another 72-hour notice is issued by either party. We'll tell you a little more about this and how eBay is going to help you with this situation in just a few minutes here on eBay Radio. eBay announced it will acquire Sales Predict, an Israel-based company that leverages advanced analytics to predict customer buying behavior and sales conversion. Sales Predict is eBay's latest acquisition that will support its artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science efforts. We'll be hearing more about that as we go through the months.
Cool.
A gentleman in the UK, this is a crime from the crime beat, a gentleman in the UK made 27,870 pounds selling designer clothing online on eBay at discount prices and squandered the cash on his secret gambling habit. He did this by he was working in a golf store. He amended the store records where he worked. He embezzled and listed on eBay for nearly 3 years. And there's a moral to this, Griff. Don't take a vacation when you're a criminal and you do something like this.
Why vacation? What happened?
He went on vacation. He was finally caught. An eBay buyer phoned him at the shop to complain that a Hugo Boss shirt he'd bought hadn't arrived.
Uh-oh.
The store owner took the call because the accused was on vacation. He was suspicious right away, Griff, because they don't sell stuff online.
Oh, dear.
So he went on eBay. He checked the listing. And listen to this.
Yeah.
He recognized the pattern of a carpet from the accused home in the photo.
That's all it took.
And called the police. An investigation discovered that he'd been selling hundreds of stolen items on eBay and paying the proceeds directly into his PayPal account.
Yeah, that never works, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No. You're going to get caught. But, you know, don't go on vacation when your boss is taking your eBay calls.
Right.
So, Griff.
Oh, dear.
Only as an experiment, I downloaded Pokemon Go, the smash hit mobile game. Have you done this yet, Griff?
Absolutely not.
And you probably will not.
Absolutely not.
It has you walk through the real world to catch the little Pokemon characters.
Yeah. No, I don't need that.
Well, it's kind of dangerous. You know, your kids out there doing this because they're looking down at their phone to find these characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a wearable wrist device that vibrates when you walk by a Pokemon. But because the game is such a craze, the $35 device is totally sold out. If you must have one, you can buy one on eBay for $200.
Yeah, I insist that you do. I insist you go. And if you have to pay $2,000 for it, please do.
Because.
And if you have to pay $10,000, that's okay. Go ahead, pay $10,000
for it. So for instance, one Pokemon Go plus pre-order, shipping in 3 weeks, currently has 34 bids and a price north of $200. Another listing has the buy it now price listed as $198.98. That Bluetooth dongle vibrates when you're nearby a Pokemon, so you don't have to be looking down at your phone the entire time. And it's not needed to play the game, but will probably make it a lot more fun and safe. That's eBay Radio News for July 12th, 2016. Should I be embarrassed because I'm playing it? Brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. I was out at dinner last night with somebody who was showing me this on their phone, and I said, you know what, I'm officially an old person. I don't even find it slightly amusing. I don't want anything to do with it. But what I do want something to do with is the good news that for sellers that just comes out of eBay Canada, like in the last 24 hours.
Yes.
Because on Sunday, Canada Post announced that it had retracted its lockout notice to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, effectively removing the possibility of a strike or lockout until another 72-hour notice is issued by either party, which could happen. But for now, we have a reprieve. And at this time, Canada Post is accepting and delivering packages and mail as usual.
And what is eBay doing?
It's business as usual.
No, no, no. In response to this development.
Oh.
Because, see, eBay.
Oh, yes. eBay will now roll back the changes made to estimated delivery dates, as well as the buyer-facing messaging about a possible disruption, although it is ready to roll back out if needed. Sellers who put their eBay stores on vacation mode or otherwise reduced or removed their eBay inventory are now strongly encouraged to return to business as usual.
So eBay's on top of it, and they've got all these things in place. So if they do, you know, go on strike, eBay's ready to help you out with that. So that your buyers, it's a buyer-facing message about a possible disruption.
Right.
So feel confident and comfortable that eBay's going to take care of you.
And eBay Canada, you are in our thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
We hope you can weather through this impending terrible tragedy.
Yes. It's bad for eBay sellers.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely. So we've got a chat room. And if you'd like to join us in the chat room, we would love to have you in there. Right now, there is a big picture of Jason T. Smith dressed rather femininely, looking rather girlish. Do you see that picture?
Is this our dear transgendered friend?
This is Jason T. Smith. Yes.
Who's constantly exploring his more feminine side.
From time to time.
Yeah.
You do see him gussied up?
Yeah.
Like
I'm
a
envious.
Woman.
I've always wanted to be able to dress like a woman.
So why don't you?
Because every time I do, I look like a white Medina.
Oh, God. Well, God bless you. I say wear whatever the heck you want.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know? Just
do what you want.
Go for it. You got it.
This is America. You can do what you want.
So do they have, like, what is the largest high heel size we can find on eBay?
Well, no, that's a very good question.
eBay.com.
I'm going to go to, let's see. Let's go to eBay.com, and we're going to type in stilettos. So I'm just going to go with the stilettos, right? And then we're going to go into the size area, and then I'm going to see what the biggest size is. 15. Is the biggest. So you can buy some. Oh, my heaven. Oh, you could live in these shoes. Really? You could have a contractor divide
13,
them up into 14, rooms.
Oh, it even says white strappy stiletto, salsa dance, heels drag, men's cross-dresser shoes.
Yeah, that's me.
Because they're big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Lola.
13, 14, and 15.
Why should women have all the fun?
I know.
Tottering around on these,
yeah,
on the precipice.
Ruining our back.
Right, exactly.
Ruining our hips. You got it. Oh, they
Everyone
have a lot of interest. Oh, I love these red ones. Oh, look at this.
Well, the key is to go down and click sold. Let's see what's sold.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots sold.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a man's foot in that one. Do feet have Adam's apples? Look at these. I mean, these are the ones that are like a dominatrix would wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're shiny patent, black patent leather.
Mm-hmm.
Whip not included. Well, these are sexy. Not for me though. So there it is. Well, how do we get on this subject? Oh, I know. Jason.
Yes, Jason.
Jason and his provocative woman pictures.
Exactly.
Anywho.
So we have an interesting show today.
We do? Oh, we do.
We do.
Yes. Yeah,
we do. Yeah. We have a lot of people on whose name I cannot pronounce, and I hope you will help me.
Oh, I'll do
Deepak,
it.
I know. So yeah. Deepak Pillai.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're
waiting outside.
And Adi Bahara.
Well, Adi's been on the show before.
Yes. Adi Bahara is senior manager for B2C Selling.
That's right.
And
we're going to talk
eBay's
about
senior product manager is Deepak Pillai.
Or a product. We have lots of senior product
managers.
And there's thousands of them.
They're going to be on the show, and they're going to talk to us about creating sales events through the seller hub. So that should be fascinating, something we all need to learn. And then during the next hour, we have Maxime Godin and Victor Levitin, who are the co-founders of Crazy Lister.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to explain how to create stunning listings optimized for mobile. And by the way, they're going to be at the event.
You know who uses that word all the time?
What word?
Gordon Ramsay. And I want you to make for me a stunning hamburger.
Stunning.
It's stunning.
Okay. And then we also are going to have Susie Deering on.
Oh, Susie's, is she going to come in the room, I hope?
I don't think so, because I don't think
somewhere?
She was able to. I think we have to call her, but I'm not really sure about that yet. But she's going to talk about creating collections, and she is eBay's chief marketing officer.
Yes.
So, you know, very important person.
She's terrific.
So we have her. And then in the third hour, we've got Nadine Shearstone.
Oh, Nadine's coming back.
Yeah. So the Jay and Nay show.
Yeah.
You know, she's Nay of the Jay and Nay show. We're going to talk to her again.
Fantastic.
And she's going to be telling us how she's overcome the adversity of having cancer and becoming a full-time seller.
Right, because she did both at the same time.
At the same time.
That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. It is. And then we've got Miriam Otto on.
Oh, we haven't had Miriam for a while.
I know.
Blue Frog Shoes. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Up next, sales events and Seller Hub, when we return with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience, and that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at replymanager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at replymanager.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. We'll be right back.